it just has got to a stage now where the residents are fed up. No, there is speeding traffic in that area. There is unmarked chicanes, road markings aren't up to scratch. And we are just concerned that we don't want an accident or a fatality happen for Transport NI to take notice of this. We want this done before anything like that happens.
Now, you have made contact with Transport NI. You're awaiting a response from them. You're hopeful that you will be able to get a meeting to discuss these issues sooner rather than later?
Yeah, as I say, residents contacted myself. I had a meeting with residents on Thursday last week on site. I then done a letter on Friday to Transport NI requesting an on-site meeting urgently with Transport NI to raise and show them the concerns that the residents have and I have myself. And taking into consideration too, just after Christmas time, the new year, there was a very serious accident through a fence up in Argrange where a car that was speeding had went through a fence of one of the residents. So these are the concerns that I'll be taking to Transport NI, and just hopefully they take these on board, and when they see it with their own eyes and take on the residents and myself's concerns, that hopefully they act on these.
Obviously it's going to take a survey and a full examination and assessment of the situation, but from your own point of view, what ballpark figure do you believe is necessary to actually do the work that's needed there?
Do you see, to be fair, it's DC for road markings. Road markings on the road, it doesn't take that much. It's a matter of going out and just getting them on board. The way it is at the minute, just at the junctions, they would only have small, you know, like the small chicanes there for the junctions. It's not the whole way through the estates. And it's a bendy estate at times on a hill. So this is where the problems lie. I'm not too sure. I would be lying if I said what the ballpark figure would be. But for the road markings alone, it wouldn't take too much. But there is two concerns about the actual roads themselves and the way now that estate's 20, 25 years old. And from my take on it, I don't think there has been an upgrade in them 25 years. So the wear and tear has taken its toll, and this is more concerns of the residents. I think that might be a bit more expensive, but the road markings they start with wouldn't cost too much.